Learning the laws of Shabbos, we are in the middle of Simon Reish Tzadi Ches, which discusses Havdalah, or more specifically, the law of the Ner Havdalah. It's brought down in Sif Tes Vav, Ner B'soch Heiko, or B'soch Panas, or B'soch Aspaklaria. A person uses a candle which is B'soch Heiko, which seems like in one's lap, in which the Mishnah Berurah says it's referring to Shahisa Tumunda B'soch Heiko. It's hidden, something which She'enu Roya Hashal Heves. You can't see the flame which is coming forth. V'nishtam Shal Ora, and the way that it is angled, you can't benefit from its light. And the second case is the panas, which is in parentheses in the Shulchan Aruch. It says kli shenoisin bo haner shel tichbe. It's referring to some type of a vessel where you would put a candle in it so it doesn't extinguish. Exactly. O besocha spaklaria, in which is like a mirror or some type of a glass, also a protective measure for, but you don't actually have the direct contact with the flame. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that royas ashel heves, if you would see the flame, however, ain mishtamish l'ayra, but you're not able to benefit from the light, or mishtamish l'ayra, but ain royas ashel heves, even if you could benefit from the light, but you cannot see the flame, ain mabarachin aleha, you do not make a bracha, ad she'aroas ashel heves, and mishtamish l'ayra. You have to have both. You have to see the flame, and you also have to be able to benefit from the light. Mishnah Berurah gives us examples of one without the other. For example, if you're standing far away and you're not able to recognize between those two coins, which is the way that why we look at our fingernails, to be able to be that close to make that distinction, that's considered to be able to use the light. It's that close. So you may be far away, you could see it, but you're too far. Or maybe you can't see it, but you could benefit, you're on the side, so you don't actually see the actual flame, but it's bringing out enough light that it lights up the room. So in both situations, one would not make a bracha in any of those cases. So this, the Mishnah Berurah further explains these scenarios. It says the Apple P, Shuroes or Derech Aspaklaria. Even let's say you could see the actual fire, but it's through this a mirror or through glass. You actually have to see the flame. The Be'inashe Ha'or Megula. It has to be revealed. And then he quotes the Magen Avraham, as well as other Achronim that say that there's a distinction in the type of covering. He says, Dafka Be'hanas Shehid Shel Barzel. So if we're dealing with a lantern, which is a metal covering, that Af Sheishba Nekavim, even if, let's say, there's holes through this metal piece, and therefore, obviously, because there's holes, you could see a little bit. You can't really see the flame well. And therefore, that's when it's an issue. If it's covered up with glass, you can see right through the glass, and therefore, it's though you're seeing the flame. It's not necessary to actually see the flame. You can see it through the glass, and that's good enough. And therefore, provided that you're close enough to it, you're allowed to make a bracha, so that you may benefit from its light. He furthermore quotes the Be'er Halacha that says that there are many poskim that hold, like the Shulchan Aruch, he says, preferably one should not be lenient when it comes to using these different types of lights for Havdalah. So on a practical standpoint, many will look at this particular halacha and ask, are you allowed to make Havdalah or the bracha b'mer eish on electricity, on a light bulb? So on this, the Piskei Tshuva says the following. It says, V'afshel oisrim ner besoch sechuchis. Even those individuals we quoted in the Shulchan Aruch that are strict and would not want you to make a bracha on a candle which is covered even by glass, b'or chashmal, which is referring to electricity or a light bulb, there we make a distinction and say that you could make a bracha. Even though the fire, the light, is covered up with glass, this is the way that it's supposed to be. And therefore, since this is the derech, this is the normal fashion of having this light come forth with this bulb, with this covering, therefore you can make a bremer eish on a light bulb. And he says, furthermore, it was a known fact Shahagon Harav Grudinsky Mavilna, that it said that he would be always very particular. Mevorach Bremer Eish Al Or Chashmal Hoitz Melibim Shel Hamastakimza, that he would always go out of his way to make a bracha on a light bulb, because he wanted to make sure that everyone knew that in fact it was comparable or exactly like fire. So, why would he want to do that? Just use a candle. So on the bottom, he says it's not necessarily for Abdullah purposes that he wanted to teach people that lesson, but on Shabbos. He says, "Kedei l'hoiros l'rabim sheish b'havaros chashmal mishum eish mamish," that if a person would turn off an electric light, or turn on an electric light, whatever it may be, there it's considered just like extinguishing or kindling an actual flame. The Yisur B'Shavas, whom in a Torah, and then it's actually a Torah violation. L'hoitz v'liv m'shul elu ha-servim sh'en b'havaras chashmal b'Shavas el agram of Yisid Rabbanim. There's some that would not say that, so he purposely used this light, this electric light, to show that it's just like using a fire to teach that very lesson. So far, it sounds like a person could use any type of electric lights for Havdalah. But then he says, "Mikol makom mitzvah min amuvchor b'or avuka." Maybe he wanted to teach us this message, this lesson, especially in his time. But the real mitzvah min amuvchor, the best way to use is to use a candle avuka, which is like a torch with two flames connected to another, mineras shel shavu, which is of wax. The ish also l'shtamish l'havdala b'or chashmal mishum she'ein ze'esh ha'me'er el marches mechaymemes ha'me'ira. He says that really this is, if you look at a light bulb, it's not really ish, it's not fire, but rather it is this electrical coil which is being warmed up and heated up, and therefore that's how it's able to produce and give forth light. It's not necessarily in the same category as Eish, to be able to say the Baruch Mirim are Eish. The Ode, Kivon Sheshuchis He Kedavar Chitzayni Ha'oitev Es'or, since you have this outer bulb which is covering up this light, therefore he says that Din is Kedin Espaklaria, it's comparable to what the Shulchan Aruch said, it's cut like this glass or this mirror, which is Masik, which is a separation. She'osu L'kama Poiskim, that some many say is an issue. Then he distinguishes between the type of lights that you would use. Ya'or, fluorescent, Vada Ein Levarich, Ki Yahare Ein Bo Eish Klal. When it comes to fluorescent lights, everyone holds that that's not considered to be an Eish, and therefore one would not make a bracha, Bremer Eish, on that. In conclusion, it says in the Radiance of Shabbos, I'd like to share with you two paragraphs, it says that if neither candles nor matches are available, some authorities permit reciting the bracha over an unfrosted incandescent light electric bulb. If unfrosted bulbs are unavailable, he may use a frosted incandescent light bulb. However, he cannot use a colored bulb or a fluorescent light. However, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal rules that a bracha cannot be made over an electric bulb. And this, he actually says, regarding Hadlakas Neris on Friday, when it comes to lighting the Shabbos candles, he says the same thing, that a person should not make the bracha of Hadlakas Neris on electric lights. If there's no other electric lights available, then one could use those lights for the Shabbos candles, but bracha should not be recited over them.